is Wade Rathke with the Daily Voice of the People News Bulletin. The FDA agreed to ban 6 artificial flavoring substances shown to cause cancer in animals following petitions and a lawsuit filed by the Center for Science and the Public Interest and other organizations. The FDA insists the 6 artificial flavors do not pose a risk to public health, but concedes that the law requires it to not approve the food additives. Food companies will have at least 2 years to remove them from their products. In Ukraine, there have been 9 murders and nearly 100 assaults on anti-corruption campaigners, human rights defenders, and other activists since 2014, according to the Human Rights Information Center, a Kiev-based non-governmental organization. The people who ordered the attacks rarely have been identified and prosecuted. Amid a growing feminist movement in South Korea, teachers and parents are turning to after-school discussions and private lessons to help students unlearn the material they are taught in school that reinforces gender stereotypes for men to make money and women to be pretty. The EPA is proposing to drastically change the formula the government uses in its required cost-benefit analysis of the regulation by taking into account only certain effects that can be measured in dollars while ignoring or playing down other health benefits. This change would hugely benefit the coal industry while killing more people or leading to increased premature deaths and other adverse health outcomes. North Carolina State Elections Board dissolved under a court order 2 weeks before it was to hold a public hearing to consider evidence of fraud allegations. The House of Representatives is set to not seat the Republican until the charges of voter fraud are resolved. Wells Fargo has agreed to pay $575 million to all 50 states and the District of Columbia to settle claims that a fake account scandal in its retail bank and improper auto loan and mortgage charges harmed customers. Federal judge in Washington, D.C. has blocked the federal government from cutting drug subsidies to certain hospitals, a decision that could restore hundreds of billions of dollars in lost payments. Voice of the People Daily Bulletin presents People's News about action and issues that demand action. This is Wade Rathke, and this bulletin is brought to you thanks to Acorn International, Local 100 United Labor Union, Social Policy Magazine, Affiliated Media Foundation Movement, AMFM.
This program is produced by the Arkansas Broadcasting Foundation, KABF-FM in Little Rock, Arkansas, and is distributed through Affiliated Media Foundation Movement, AMFM, serving the needs and interests of low and moderate income Americans.